It's better to look ahead and prepare than to look back and regret. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we hear about the biggest regrets people have later in life from our friends at Brainy Dose. Enjoy.
Choices are a part of life. They can be insignificant or they can be life-changing. But either way, most of them come with a degree of uncertainty, which is why choices can be so hard to make. And you can never know for sure what might have been if you had chosen differently. There's always a chance that you'll end up regretting a choice you made, whether it seemed like a simple one, which turned out to be much more complicated, or a difficult one from the start. The biggest regrets in life, though, often have a much greater scope, regretting not a single moment, but how life itself was lived. Here's a list of things people end up regretting the most. Working too much. Working too much at the expense of having a healthy personal life is one of the most common regrets people have. Working hard isn't a bad thing, and putting in the extra effort to further your career doesn't seem too bad. But when you look back at your life, it's unlikely that you will wish you had spent more late nights at the office. Muting real personality. A boisterous, unique personality may not mix well with a corporate job, but that doesn't mean you should always try to hide who you are, just to appease others. Whether just toning yourself down or completely changing your personality to try to match other people's perceptions of you, you're bound to regret it as you age. Breaking up with a true love or getting dumped by them. Our love lives are usually where the biggest regrets lie. Maybe we dump someone that we wish we hadn't. Perhaps they left us. Many people agonize over what might have been for the rest of their lives, but it's hard to be happy if you're still hung up on lost love. And constantly thinking about what once was takes away the special moments that could be experienced now. Worrying about other people's opinions. It's natural to care about your reputation and what others think of you, but you shouldn't always be worried about other people's opinions. You will regret it. When you're always worrying about what other people think, you will inevitably become a people pleaser. The problem with this is that you can't live life fully, and ultimately, you'll end up sabotaging your success and happiness. Not having enough confidence. Another big regret for a lot of people is not believing in themselves and having low self-confidence. They wonder why they allowed others to influence them and bring them down so much. Maybe it was merely their own negative thinking, or a combination of the two. Once they realize how much better life could have been had they just believed in themselves, regret sets in. Not standing up to bullies in school and in life. Many of our regrets and bitter memories stem from our more formative years as children. Forgive and forget hasn't been learned yet, and memories formed so early are often impossible to shake off, especially memories of times where we did not stand up to those who bullied us. The same applies to adulthood, bullies at work and in public, who we should have stood up to but didn't. We will likely regret it later on. Trying to live up to parents' expectations. Expectations are often hard to live up to, regardless of who they're set by. But when our parents set them, we feel a particular need to fulfill them. Specific rules and implicit expectations are hard to break. We adopt them subconsciously and try to follow them even after we've grown up, because it's what a good son or daughter is supposed to do, and we think it'll make our parents happy. Their happiness is our happiness, or so we think. By the time people realize they didn't live the life they wanted, it's often too late. Taking life too seriously. As weird as it sounds, most people just don't know how to relax and have fun. Too many people go through their lives being too serious and never taking a moment just to joke around and take a load off. By staying so uptight all the time, they miss out on a lot of fun things life has to offer and will eventually end up regretting it. Letting marriage break down. About half of marriages in the US end in divorce, And most people in these situations will tell you it was for the best, and they had their reasons. Of course, some people just aren't compatible, and you shouldn't stay with someone who isn't right for you. However, if you were to talk to divorcees privately, many would say that they secretly regret ending things. It isn't one specific event that marks the end of a marriage. Instead, it's a slow buildup of seemingly innocuous problems. The regret most people have is that they didn't correct those little things along the way. Ignoring intuition. We all have that little voice in the back of our heads that tells us when something is wrong. Of course, everyone has had situations where they didn't listen to it and ended up regretting the choice later. We generally ignore that voice a lot more than we should, either consciously or subconsciously, and often realize later that we should have just listened. Not asking that person out. Anxiety and nervousness often get the best of us, especially at a younger age. You can forgive yourself when you chickened out and didn't ask that specific someone out on a date or to the prom, but that doesn't mean you're going to forget it. You may find yourself decades later thinking about what would have happened if you'd only been brave enough to make a move.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.